The thing is that Richard's story is, he's a very popular figure in both history and English literature. So you have a big crossover kind of appeal there. So he's very popular in terms of history because of the controversy around his kingship and everything. And also you have the fact that he's the main character in one of the most famous plays in all of English theatre history. So there's a big appeal around the world for that. And so I think that that's probably the main reason why it's so popular here. It's also the fact that you have the actual physical history there of the gravesite as well, which is something that you just, if a visitor centre was built for him like anywhere else, it wouldn't have that very real connection to the story like it has here.
How did it make you feel when it was found out that King Richard was buried in Leicester?
I was studying at university at the time and I was doing my dissertation, so I have to admit that I didn't pay that much attention. There was definitely a kind of weird feeling of that something important was actually happening in my hometown. So it was a bit surreal, but I actually got more of the feeling of that when he was reburied at the cathedral, because when I was a kid, they taught us that Richard had just been thrown into the River Soar.
Has there ever been anyone come here and wonder whether or not they'd be able to actually see King Richard?
For a lot of people, they're surprised that to actually be able to see the 3D printed replica of his skeleton upstairs. So most people are fairly aware of the fact that any remains discovered post, I can't remember when the actual law came into place, but there was a change in the law that said bodies exhumed after that point couldn't be put on for public display. Most people are aware of that, and even people who aren't aware of that are pretty cognizant of the idea that we're probably not actually going to put the bones of a dead king on display. Every now and again we get it, but it's not a regular thing.
How does it feel working here?
If you'd have asked me 10 years ago when I first started, I would have said it was quite surreal. The first few times, you know, you kind of actually went to see the gravesite, it was an odd feeling. It was just like, that's actually it, the real thing. 10 years later, it's a very, very normal part of my life. So I don't want to say it's mundane, but, you know, it's not the same kind of unusual, surreal thought as it was when I first started here. But I really like my job. Particularly when I actually get to talk about history and do some of the talks or guided tours, and I've got really great colleagues as well, so it's good.
Were there any points when you came back to Leicester where you were just like, I kind of just want to see what's going on?
Not massively. And the reason for me was that English history itself, outside of the two world wars, has never been like a main focus of my personal historical interests. So it never really had this spark of, I really need to see what was going on. It was something that obviously you were well aware of, but I think part of it as well is that after I got back from university, I was working full time. So a lot of the time I was like, I don't really want to go to a museum with my time off. And there's the classic thing as well that you never go to the things on your doorstep. You always will happily travel all the way to London or Leeds or wherever to see a museum that's there that you're interested in, and always just have in mind, oh, well, that's always going to be there, so I don't need to go.
What exactly is your favourite thing about working here?
I think my favourite thing is basically getting to talk about history with people. I mean, particularly because every now and again I'll be doing my Swordmaster event, so I have a side job where I dress in historical kit and give talks or interpretation days on various different periods of history. It's basically like getting paid to play dress up and swing swords around, and who doesn't want to do that?